Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And some messages coming in. I'm just getting inspired listening to these guests. That's Stephanie in our Venus, says that texter. So sad to see Stephanie voted off last night in Dancing with the Stars. Her laughter was a ray of sunshine every week, says Naomi. Well, she's still laughing. She's having a wonderful time. And they're still texting in about various names that Kevin McGarren couldn't fit into his incredible Bowron. He was playing the Bowron as well, on top of all the rhyming and remembering as many names as he could. So forgive him for not mentioning Liam Neeson, Will Bramble from Step Two and Son. God almighty, he was a dub from Rathgar. Well, I'm learning things as well today. Now, you can join the conversation on this topic as well, as I'm sure you will, because we're talking about on-campus pubs. They are closing down left, right and centre. And should they be returning to revitalise student life in Ireland? 51551 on the text. The WhatsApp is 087-032-3232. There are 30 or so colleges, third level institutions in Ireland, just the south, but only 7 of them have a pub on campus. And it was a different story years ago because students actually had quite a bad reputation for drinking all day long at times. So is it for the better or worse? Dr. Perry Scher is Head of School of Social Science and Humanities at the Atlantic Technological University. He's also the co-editor of The Irish Pub, Invention and Reinvention. So he's been writing about this topic and he joins us now on the line from Sligo. Good morning, Dr. Perry Scher.
Morning, Oliver.
Why would a man with such credentials and letters after his name be thinking about pubs on campus and college life for students?
Good question. Yeah, well, one, as you say, I've just been involved in editing a book on Irish pubs, which has taken up a lot of my life for the last 4.5 years. So I wouldn't say I'm an expert in Irish pubs, but I have lots of ideas on the topic. On the other thing was that Rory Kirby, who was working in Technological University in Dublin, contacted me, and he had been doing a project with students in his college, and they had been remarking on their lack of a social life. Mm-hmm. And he was contrasting this with his own student experience and suggested that we come together and write something about it, which we did.
So the fact is, student bars, they're not very profitable. They don't make a lot of money, so they would need propping up.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem. I was a student many years ago, and my alma mater was Trinity College in Dublin, which had the Buttery Pub. Mm-hmm. I think it's a restaurant now, but it was pub in those days. That closed down actually in the mid-2000s. I think it was about 2006. And at that stage was losing about €80,000 a week, So you would think that on the one hand, student bars would be very profitable because students do drink more than the average population. But of course, they're seasonal. You know, students are only around for a certain amount of the year. And there's also a lot of evidence that, you know, like the general population, the drinking patterns are changing.
And all the kind of special offers that drinks and student bars used to have, they're all illegal now, so they can't run those kind of enticements to get you in.
That's true as well. All those promotions, buy one, get one free, and other things that would have incentivized students to drink a lot, which is it's a good thing to see the back of those.
So there are very few pubs on campuses around the country. Trinity College lost the Buttery, but the Pav is still there. Where else are there bars still surviving?
Well, you find them in what we in the technological sector call the traditional universities. So, you know, your UCC, your University of Galway, Maynooth and DCU, which are a bit more recent universities. Mm-hmm. All of the sort of old established universities still have college bars, but none of the new technological universities have a bar.
By policy.
And that sort of struck me and thought, well, why is this? You know, what are the implications of that?
So on the one hand, you know, you'd have to prop them up, but it runs to all the official health policy of the state, isn't it? Encouraging drinking. But you've made observations about the social engagement, loneliness among students these days.
Yeah, well, there's certainly since COVID, I think a lot of people on university campuses would remark that, you know, there has been a change.
Yeah.
But not both staff and students aren't around as much as they used to be. And certainly there was a diminution in social life. You know, I would say that campuses are quiet.
Are they?
Or quieter than they used to be. And, you know, students are driving to college, they're working a lot, they have complicated lives, a lot of them are living at home. You know, the atmosphere does seem to have changed a bit.
I was hearing the news only this morning colleges wondering could they have fewer lecture days because of the students having to drive to and from due to the housing disaster in the country.
Yeah, and even car parking. I mean, even in our own university here in Sligo, if you're not in by 9 o'clock in the morning in the car, really? You know, you're stuck for half an hour driving in circles, and that's certainly having an impact even on students coming in. So whether a bar on campus is a solution to these, I don't know, but it also leads us to think about, well, what is the value of pubs and so on? Because in Ireland, on the one hand, we say, aren't they fantastic? And we take American presidents to drink in them and so on.
That's right.
But on the other hand, we don't support them, and we see that they are shrinking. And especially I saw a parallel between like new housing estates and apartment buildings where, you know, pubs aren't going in now like they would have in the old days.
Yeah.
And a similar thing happening in universities. And I thought that was an interesting parallel between the two.
Particularly when we celebrate the Irish pub all over the world, and there's more of them opening as they're closing in Ireland, which is an irony. Talk to us about third spaces, what sociologists call the third space.
Yeah, well, this is this concept, and of course it was taken over by a well-known coffee chain, which I'll mention, but the idea that you have a place that's not work and it's not home. And it's a place that you can go and interact with people, you know, without low stakes. You can just walk in and do what you want, really. Mm. And the pub is almost a classic version of that. You know, anyone can walk into a pub, more or less, and go in and have a glass of water or a drink or a cup of coffee, and they can interact with people or not, and then they can leave. And there's very few places now in our society where you can do that without having to pay an admission fee, for example, or have someone say to you, well, what are you doing here? And coffee shops and so on may be taking over, but, you know, they close at 6 o'clock usually, or 5 or 6 in the evening.
Right.
And you know, even in a coffee shop, it's sort of hard to lean over to the next table and sort of say, oh, how's it going with you? You know, you might get a strange response sometimes. So bars and pubs are fairly unusual in that respect.
I presume there's been an explosion of cafes in campuses as the pubs close.
Yeah, there has. I mean, it's sort of, again, thinking of my own university, I mean, it's very much a sort of a getting food into people environment. You know, so people go and they have their lunch and so on. They do sit around
and socialize. And they close early, as you say.
It's a different type of experience as well. You know, I do recall from my college days, you know, a lot of discussions and debates and so on that would take place in the college bar environment, sometimes with a drink and sometimes not with a drink.
That's
and
right,
there
yeah.
was no there was no sort of compulsion that you had to drink alcohol, but people did, of course.
There was also just loads of gigs, comedy, music, and lots of meetings in corners. It was an all-day sort of gathering place.
Yeah, I find the lack of music on campus now is quite unusual. Again, you know, there used to be a lot of bands would have started off on campuses.
Yeah.
I remember going to see U2 for 30 pence in Trinity many years ago. And, you know, so, it was, you know, again, in our place, there's not much of that going on. So I just wonder about what the student experience is now, and the lack of bars is just it's not the totality of it, but it's part of that change in experience for young people. And are we losing something? Are we, you know, for all the best reasons, as you say, you know, there's a lot of concern about alcohol and drinking and so on, and rightly so.
And the age group, they're not drinking very much either, are they? Drinking less, it seems.
I mean, the statistics are contradictory on it. I mean, some people will say more, some people will say less. But I think globally we are seeing overall, not just among students, but a global reduction in alcohol consumption. And also a big shift from drinking in public to drinking at home.
Yes.
And that might not be a good thing for students to be drinking in their, you know, in domestic environments. Maybe it's better to have them in a public environment where you can regulate things more.
Did you look at third level campuses on the European continent, what their third space is? Do they have more of a cafe culture?
I didn't look at that specifically, no. I mean, in fact, I was just in Romania last week, and in the city of Cluj, which has a huge proportion of students.
Yeah.
And was in a very nice bar, which was obviously frequented by students, and you know, eating and drinking, chatting away, you know, in a in you know,
there was more life there,
a relaxed environment, you know. Yeah. So I'm sure we have similar places in Ireland too, but yeah, I'd say it's very different in different parts of the world. Some seem to have quite a lot of alcohol in relation to students, and others less so.
Yeah, and some of the messages coming in on this, there is a bar in the Dáil, points out Catherine, which is true. Cafes
Indeed
are lovely,
is. Yeah.
But who has crack in a cafe? Says that, and that's following your point, he says. Well, Dr. Perry Scher, thank you so much. Head of School of Social Sciences and Humanities at the Atlantic Technological University in Sligo and co-editor of the Irish Pub Invention and Reinvention. Thanks a million.